Wednesday the 7th of November, slightly delayed, Rabbit Aaron Floor on the status of a coffin.
Good morning, sorry for being a bit late, and thank you for giving me again the opportunity to speak. You see, this week's parsha, the pasuk tells us, Vayigdilu ha'naom, vayhi eitzav ishi deyatayet, diyankiv ish tam yeshiv ha'olam. Rashi brings, I think it's obvious, that when a child reaches the age of 13, we can assume which direction he's going to take in life. Once he's the age of 13, he reaches a certain stage in maturity, and whatever he does tells us what direction he will be taking. When he's still a child, the person is still childish, he doesn't have sense, so we can learn a lot from what he does. But once he reaches the age of 13, we can see what the direction is. The truth is, we all know that for this reason, there's a difference in between a katan and a gadol. A gadol is called someone who's bar mitzvah. He can have the responsibility of all chiyuvim in the Torah to be a bar mitzvah. And as long as he's still a katan, he's not considered a bar mitzvah yet. He's still a child, and he's not considered a bar mitzvah. I think what we'll be discussing what the status of the cotton is, if the chat is that when we say a cotton is not bar mitzvah, does that mean that he's completely excluded from all mitzvahs? For instance, the same like a goy has no shaychus any mitzvahs, he has no chiyuvim, he's completely excluded from the mitzvahs. Or we might say different, the avada cotton is still a yid like every yid. The only reason why a cotton is not considered a bar mitzvah is only because he doesn't have enough sense to understand the responsibilities of what he does. So it's only the gaba oinchim, if we want to punish the cotton for doing something wrong, we can't punish him, he can't be a ba oinish, because he's not ba mitzvah yet. But avada, the gaba, the actual chiyev, if he's a mechuyev or not mechuyev, if we will consider him as a mitzvah voice or ain't a mitzvah voice, avada may be a cotton would be considered mitzvah va'isa. It's only regarding to the oinish we say that he's still not bar mitzvah. We should discuss the shaila. We'll start first with the Gemara Masechet Yevamot. The Gemara brings a machlokes if cotton oichel nevelis, if there's a mitzvah la'afrisha or not. The machlokes of cotton who eats nevelis, things which he shouldn't be eating, all the suvim in the Torah, if he's over an isa, if Bezdin has a responsibility to be a mafresh to stop him from doing gaveya. Allah Almighty, we pass in the gate, and we look in Shekhan of Timashim and Gimel, that we accept that Akotan Oichel Neveilis ain't Bezdin Mitzvah and Afrisha, the Bezdin does not have the responsibility to stop him from doing gaveya. Bezdin is Mitzvah, that's the job of the Bezdin, to keep people doing what they need to do. And Akotan ain't Bezdin Mitzvah and Afrisha. But the Gemara brings that even the Mandoma who holds Kotan Eichon Nevedis ain't Bezim Mitzvah Nafrishai, but Lishfilei B'yadayim, to feed him B'yadayim Issa, that Zicha a Godl is not allowed to do. Even if we say that we don't have to stop him from doing Nevedis, but we're not allowed to go and feed him B'yadayim Issa. And the Gemara brings a Pasuk Leisachilim, Lahazi Gedoylem Al Aktanim, that the Gedoylem are responsible and the Ktanim not to feed him any Gava Osa. So once we see this Gemara, one should start thinking our Shaila, that when we say that you're not allowed to feed a cotton, a dova osa, what's trapped in it? Or we might say that it's a geda halacha, like mifnivel esita mechel, that avada cotton, even though we say that cotton is not a bar mitzvah, but that's only regarding the onshin that we can't punish him, but the gadol who is a badat, he does have the sense of responsibility, he should be careful not to give the cotton anything, because it would be a gedda like Neivel Esita Mechel, it's not allowed to give someone, even though the cotton doesn't have that, he shouldn't be feeding him. That's one way we can look at it. On the other hand, we can say no, the cotton avad is excluded from all mitzvahs completely, and if the Torah tells us that a gadol is not allowed to feed the cotton, that's the gadol's halacha. So if that's regarding that gadol, the Torah is telling us that the gadol is not allowed to do it, but it has nothing to do with the cotton. And the Emes, if you look in the Achreinim, a lot of places the Achreinim go through this Shaila, and one can give out a whole chib on the Shaila, but I don't think we'll have time to speak through a whole chib on this, but try just to go through the basis. that you find the actual halacha we find in Yehudeya, one of the in the Achronim, that this halacha everybody knows in Siman Aleph, that cotton is not allowed to, is not kosher l'shchita. A shchita's cotton is psula. Is the question is why shchita's cotton psula? He's a yid. Why should the shchita not be kosher? So the Levush explains. The Shach brings it down. The Levush, that the Levush says that is halacha v'zavachta v'achalta. A lot of the Shoinim learn that that's why a goy is not kosher l'shchita, because the pasuk tells us v'zavachta v'achalta. So we dashen mishi yeshno bechlal achila yeshno bechlal zvicha, that only someone who the halacha of achila of leseichel konavela will apply to him. That person, the halacha of v'zavachta can apply to him, but someone who's excluded of the halacha of leseichel nevela, he would also be excluded from the halacha of zvicha. So that's what the Lemush explains, that a cotton, why is he not kosher for shechita? Because he's not bechlal achila, so he's not bechlal zvicha. And the Shach comes and asks in him that he doesn't understand the Levush. Why is the cotton excluded from the Seicha Kol Nevela? And he brings that we see that a godl is not allowed to feed a cotton and in Nevelis. So we see that a cotton is included in the Aloch of the Seicha Nevela. Makalchus, he says, the reason why a cotton is not kosher l'shchit is because he doesn't have an emunah. So we can't trust him, a cotton, we can't trust what he does, that he would be making the shchit as a kosher l'shchit. But Avada, he's included in the Seicha Kol Nevela. So Lachoyra, the common way to understand this machlokes, the Shach and the Levush, is as we discussed before, that the Shach, that the Levush understands that if the Torah tells us that cotton is not mechuyev b'mitzvah, it means to say that he's completely excluded from all mitzvahs, and even though the Torah tells us that when a godl is not allowed to feed the cotton, it doesn't mean that the cotton has a chiyev, that's only a chiyev of the godl, but the cotton is completely excluded. Mashenk and the Shach says no, that if we see that the Torah tells us that you're not allowed to feed a cotton, we must understand from that the cotton actually is a bachayuva. It's only that we can't punish him if he does anything, if he doesn't keep to it, but he's actually a bachayuva. And the emes that the opinion of the Shach, l'chayyad, there's a gemon sector Sanhedrin which seems very much like the opinion of the Shach. Because the gemon tells us in sector Sanhedrin, we know halacha that if someone commits nusra behema, that except the chiv of the person, the behema also is chayiv misa. We have to kill the behema. The reason is, the Gemara tells, why did we kill the behema? Because it's a klein, it's an embarrassment for behema, which an aveir was done with it, such a thing was done with this behema. It's an embarrassment for this behema to be around, and we need to exterminate this behema. So the Gemara discusses what's the embarrassment, what's the klein? If the klein is the actual fact, then Mises Nus that happened with this behemoth, that itself is embarrassment. It's only because it's klein sheyesh bet akola. It's such a sort not nice thing which happened through Aveya. Since it was Aveya and such a thing happened, that's why we have to kill the behemoth. What's the nafkimina? So one of the nafkiminas, the Gemara brings a cotton. The chilek will be a nafkimina, will be a cotton. A cotton, okay, is not a bachiyu, but there's no mice Aveya. If a cotton is baal behemoth, it does not, he's not a bachiyuva, and even though a klein, an embarrassment it is. So would we have to kill the behemah in that case when a cotton is baal behemah? The Gemara brings a braisa that even in a case that a cotton is baal behemah, we also kill the behemah. So the Gemara says it's not a raya. Because the reason why the Torah tells us on a cotton, habal behemah, that we shouldn't kill the cotton, the reason why the cotton is not chayav misa is not because the cotton doesn't have a takola. Not because there's no takola. And the Torah chayes alei. The Torah considered his status that he's not a badass, and the Torah chayes alei. So in other words, the Gemara tells us quite clearly that a takola, when a cotton does a mice aveya to takola, it should be considered as a chet, and that's why the behemah is chayav misa, because there's a mice a chet which happened here. We see that we don't kill the cotton is not chayav misa. That's only because of Torah chayes alei. So l'chayra, we see this Gemara should tell us very much like the opinion of the Shach, that cotton is actually mechuyev b'mitzvah. Only like Abba Onchem, he's mufke. But the big kasha, which a lot of achayim ask on the Shach, and I think that we'll try to talk a bit about this point. That the Shach l'maisa says that the cotton is b'chlal achila, a cotton should be really included in the halacha of achila of l'seichel konaveila, since we see a god is not allowed to feed him, and he would be considered b'chlal v'zavach t'vachalten. The reason why he's not kosher is only for different reasons, because he's not, doesn't have an amonis, he can't be trusted. So he's included in v'zavach t'vachalten. The kasha is that if we look in our chaim, in Hilchos Tefillin, the Machaber says, and nobody disagrees in it, that why is a cotton kosher l'ksivas tefillin? Everybody knows a cotton is not kosher l'ksivas tefillin. Why is a cotton not kosher l'ksivas tefillin? So the Machaber tells us, because it's a posik, l'kshatom, l'ksavtom, mishi yeshne b'chlal k'shira, yeshne b'chlal k'siva, and a cotton which is not b'chlal k'shira, is not included in the parasha of halachas tefillin, of k'shiras tefillin, that's why he's not kosher for k'sivas tefillin. And nobody disagrees in that. So it seems clearly, this is a clear halacha, that we say a cotton is excluded completely. So what's the difference when it comes to shechita, v'zavach t'vachalta, the shach says that a cotton, since the god is not allowed to feed him, a cotton is included in the parasha of shechita, and he's kosher l'shechita. When it comes to tefillin, the same sort of yafusa, u'kshatam, u'ksavtam, mishyeshna b'chalal k'shira, yeshna b'chalal k'siva, everybody agrees that a cotton is not considered as a b'chalal k'shira. So a lot of the chayim ask the kasha, the tzvushay ask the kasha, and we find in Pimagodim, answer the teretz, in the psicha of a chayim, the Pimagodim discusses the status of a chayim, shaita, a cotton, and he mentions this kasha b'kitta, that what's the difference between tefillin and nevela, that by shchita we say a cotton is b'chlal the parash of lesech kol nevela, and by tefillin we say he's not b'chlal the parash of anachos tefillin. He says we must say that there's a difference in between a eser shehu b'kum v'asei v'lois eser. Those are the words which the Pima God uses. That there's a difference in between eser shehu b'kum v'asei, a eser which is b'kum v'asei is a positive thing, and the lois eser. And when it comes to lois eser, we say that the cotton is v'chuyif l'sechel kon nevela, that's a lois eser, so a cotton is included in the parasha. But when it comes to eser, a positive thing as Hanachas Tefillin, then a cotton is completely excluded. And I said this Prima Godim, I think, is a few things which we need to understand in the Prima Godim. Number one, the actual svar that he makes a silicon between an Eser and a Lois Eser, he doesn't bring any ma'amokum in it. It would seem like he's saying his own svar that there's a difference in between an Eser and a Lois Eser, which is a very big chiddush to make a difference in the Eser and a Lois Eser. And the Maisa we find that the Shainim say that's all. And why doesn't the Prima God mention Bechalal of those Shainim? That the Halacha and Hilchos Kiddush and Simon Reish Samachtes, whoever makes Kiddush in Beis HaKnesses knows that when you make Kiddush in Beis HaKnesses, you can't be Yetzer from that Kiddush, because it's not Kiddush B'mokum Suda. So you can't be Yetzer from that Kiddush, and no one could drink from the wine. So we give the wine to a cotton. Since no one can drink the wine because he's not Yetzer from the Kiddush, you give the wine to a cotton to drink. The kasha is, how are we allowed to feed the cotton something which he's not allowed to eat? The cotton also then it was also not yet a kiddush. How are we allowed to give him the wine? So the Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham both bring Hagos Maimonides B'Shem Amaram that there's a difference in between an Eser and a Lois Eser. Or the Gemara tells us Lois Achilim that we're not allowed to feed the cotton and Yisurim. That's everything regarding to Lois Eser. But the Eser, Chiyav Kiddush, it generates from the mitzvah of Zochas Yom HaShabbos Lekatshe, which is the Eser, and an Eser, it is no halacha, we're allowed to feed a cotton an Eser. So l'choyah, why doesn't the Prima Godim, is saying the same thing l'choyah as the Agot Maimonides, why doesn't he quote it? That's number one. Number two, that l'maisef, we look in the Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham, they say that we can't go with that shita, because since we see that even in Achiv, the Abonon, is also Issa to feed a cotton achiv the abonon. So Bakochach doesn't have to do with Essen Lois Essen. The abonon is not as the Essen and Lois Essen. So we see that even a thing that's not as Chome as a Lois Essen, it's only as the abonon, there's also Issa to feed a cotton. So Bakochach, we don't go with the opinion of this Agoras Maimonides. So I think it makes it even more difficult the Prima Godim. Why does he bring the sword of the Agoras Maimonides if the Poiskim, the Magen Avraham, and the Beis Yosef all say that we don't pass them like that? And then I think if you look in the Lashon of the Agoras Maimonides, in the Lashon of the Prima Godim, it's a bit interesting the arichas that he brings. I mean, whoever knows the Prima Godim is a very, very mekasa. He writes so bekitza usually that most of the time it's even hard to understand what he says. And here he puts a few words that since it's Eser Shuhu Bekum Vasei, that's why it's different. Why does he have to explain us the Eser Shuhu Bekum Vasei? This is the Eser and this is the Lois Eser. Why does the Prima Godim tell us that is the difference in between a Eser Shehu Bekum Vasei and a Lois Eser. I think, if I have enough time, I'll try to suggest maybe a chat in the Pima Godim. And Amos, maybe we can look on the whole thing, the Chiyuv of a Kotlin, a bit differently. That on one hand, if we think what the status of a Kotlin is, I think everybody would agree that we can't say a Kotlin is a should be considered as a mitzvah v'oisa. Everybody knows that the Yom Shleima brings them, Bava Kama, the Mangavram brings it down, that the reason why do we make a bar mitzvah for a Kotlin, so the Yom Shleima says that since till now he was a mitzvah v'oisa, and now by his bar mitzvah he becomes a mitzvah v'oisa, so we make a simcha that he became a mitzvah v'oisa, and he brings the Gemara, says Bav Yosi, that if anyone would tell him that he's a mitzvah v'oisa, he would make a suda. So we see that becoming a mitzvah v'oisa is so special that you make a suda on that. And I think everybody would agree to that, that once he becomes a mitzvah, that's true, that he becomes a mitzvah v'oisa. That's on one hand. On the other hand, no one would say that a katan is the same as a goy. Even though he's a mitzvah v'oisa, but we can't say that he's completely excluded and he'd be the same as a goy. What's the nafkimina of a cotton chiyuv? If you say that in a mitzvah v'oisa, so how can we consider him more than a goy? The nafkimina will be regarding to a godl, that even though the cotton is in a mitzvah v'oisa, he himself is not mitzvah, but he has enough of a chiyuv that you can say that a godl is not allowed to feed him a issa. In other words, that he has a chiyuv which the chiyuv is not an active chiyuv. Since he's not a badass, his chiyuv is not active. But who activates the chiyuv? Once there's a godl who has halachas, how to deal with this cotton, that activates the cotton's chiyuv. So that makes him a bachayuva. So once we understand that, we can explain that that's where the machlekes of the shach and the levush starts. The levush understood that even though the godl activates the chiyuv of the cotton, that we say that the God is not allowed to feed the cotton, but if we look at the cotton himself, the him, it makes no difference as chiyuv. The cotton himself, he has a chiyuv, but he doesn't have das, we can't punish him, so it makes no difference for him himself, the chiyuv. The whole chiyuv makes a difference only regarding to the God. So we can't consider him b'chlal l'seichel konaveila, because the l'seichel konaveila of the cotton is only negeya to the God. Mashenkin the Shach says, no, once there's a halacha l'seichel konaveila, that activates the chiyuv of the cotton. So in other words, the chiyuv of the cotton is the active chiyuv. The chiyuv of the cotton of the seichel konaveila is the active chiyuv. So he's b'chlal seichel konaveila. If that this is correct, I think we can understand the Prima Godin also very well. That the Prima Godin tells us, when the Prima Godin tells us that there's a difference in between Eser and Leiseser, so he doesn't mean the status of a Eser, the status of a Leiseser, that we have to look in Minyan HaMitzvot of the Rambam if you put the b'chlal Eser b'chlal Leiseser. When he says Eser, he says Eser Shehu Bekum Vasei. He means to say that the difference is if it's a positive thing or it's a negative thing. The whole halacha, if we say that the chiyuv of the cotton is only activated by the fact that the godl is not allowed to feed them, that's only shaykh and a negative thing. You can say that the cotton is not, the godl is not allowed to feed them this thing, the only when it's a negative thing. But on a positive thing, like putting tefillin, it's not shaykh, but the godl should feed them, not putting tefillin. There's no shaykh, it's a shaykh, it's a positive thing. So that's what the Prima Godin explains us, that the chilek in between halachas, in between tefillin, that we say a cotton is completely excluded, and the chilek of shechita, which we say the cotton is v'chlal l'seichel konaveila, is a chilek if it's a negative effect or a positive effect.